It was a very sad night. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. A candlelight vigil in Uvalde, Texas. Hundreds mourning the 19 children and two teachers murdered in their classroom. Fox's Evan Brown is there.
One family had two children in the classroom at Robb Elementary. Cody Eduarte's cousin's daughter was a victim.
It's just difficult. It's just difficult to think that, because we have children the same age, and it's difficult to think of his loss, you know, of the loss that he's facing right now.
But a sibling is giving the family cause to feel grateful amidst the pain.
She was shot five times, and praise God that the doctors were able to save her life.
Now, the 18-year-old gunman who'd posted a private message on Facebook that he was going to shoot up that school was killed by a Border Patrol agent. Governor Greg Abbott praised law enforcement's response.
As horrible as what happened, it could have been worse.
But some parents claim police were slow to move into the school. The father of one of the girls killed says he and others who rushed to the scene considered going in on their own. Democrats have renewed the call for stricter gun laws. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer urging Republicans,
please, 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 damn it, put yourself in the shoes of these parents for once.
But GOP Senator Marco Rubio thinks mental health's the bigger issue.
These are people that want to harm people in a mass scale, and the instrument they use in many cases are guns, but that sentiment of wanting to hurt people is the one we really need to really focus on.
President Biden, in addition to pushing for gun control, is taking action on another stalled issue, police reform.
It creates a new national law enforcement and accountability database to track records of misconduct so that an officer can't hide the misconduct.
The president's executive order also revises federal law enforcement use of force policies, banning chokeholds, restricting no-knock warrants. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. netsuite.com/Fox.
Another shipment of baby formula was flown from overseas to Virginia yesterday. 60 tons of specialty formula for babies and toddlers who are allergic or can't tolerate regular formula. It's been sent to Pennsylvania for distribution amid a shortage that's had parents searching stores, finding a lot of empty shelves. The cause? A recall that shut down a lot of formula production.
FDA Commissioner Robert Califf told a House Subcommittee on Oversight and Investigations a closed Abbott Nutrition plant in Michigan will restart, according to Abbott's CEO.
They will be ready to go in early June.
But Subcommittee Chair Diana DeGette of Colorado says still at issue.
Why? Caregivers are scrambling.
Ranking Republican Morgan Griffith of Virginia added to that.
Long-term plan moving forward so this doesn't happen again.
Earlier this week, the Federal Trade Commission launched its own investigation looking for any fraudulent practices among companies making baby formula. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Nearly a year after the condo collapse in Surfside, Florida, that left 98 people dead, the state legislature's passed a law requiring building operators set aside funds for repairs. Here's Republican State Rep Jackie Toledo.
Some of these homeowners associations are not making these improvements because they don't have the money.
On Wall Street, stocks could rise. Dow futures up more than 100 points. Colin Kaepernick is trying to make an NFL return, working out with the Las Vegas Raiders. The quarterback hasn't played in five seasons in the aftermath of Kaepernick's national anthem kneeling controversy. In the NBA playoffs,
Brown, long three-pointer. It's good! Jaylen Brown from way downtown with a shot clock expiring.
Brown and the Boston Celtics beat the Heat in Miami 93-80 on ESPN to go up 3-2 in the Eastern Conference Finals. On the ice, the St. Louis Blues kept their season alive, beating Colorado in overtime, but the Avalanche lead that series 3-2. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.